Dancing with God. Dancing with God. I've been going to dance classes. Yes, I have. They're down the end of the street where I live, at the Life Hall. It's been very, very interesting. All my life, I've had this little calling inside me to dance. To dance down at the end of the street in the Life Hall. Ever since I was a little tot, I can always remember the sound of the music. It was like it was calling to me, and all my life, I've always heard the music going on in the hall. At night when I fall off to sleep, I've been able to hear it. Well, not long ago, I plucked up the courage to go along to the Life Hall and to go dancing. I went in. Well, it was certainly a bit different. It wasn't at all what I expected. I expected to be heaps of people there, because that's the sort of the sound of it was. It was always like the sound of celebration and people enjoying themselves. But when I went in there, I mean, there was really nobody there. Well, there was one person, God. He was sitting over on a seat in the corner. And the music was going. And so, well, I was looking around for, I was expecting a teacher or some sort of instruction book or something. You know, because sometimes I'd hear that they have a big mat on the floor with all these big coloured spots with numbers. And you sort of, you can be guided by the numbers and the different coloured steps as to where to put your feet. But there was none of this. There was no lady with a book. There was no book. There was nothing. Just God. And music. There was music. Evidently, it turns out, it's a special technique. It's called listening within. Well, I thought, you're here, let's go. So I went up. I said to God, do you want to dance? God said, sure. So, we're standing on the dance floor. I'm sort of holding on to God best I can. Not sure really where to put my hands or how to stand or even to hold him. Not really all that sure. But little voice sort of said, do this. So I did it. When I sort of moving to the music and sort of doing this and doing that, and it was a bit awkward. I mean, I kept standing on God's toes, kept sort of jostling and banging up against things, like the chairs and the wall. Yeah, those early days was a bit uncomfortable. Didn't really feel that good. I would go home and sort of think, well, I don't know whether this is a good idea. But still the music would call me and I'd go back. And there would be God standing there. Just happy to see me. We'd dance. Then I'd be guiding him around and standing on his toes, and we fell over a few times. But God never complained. He was just always happy to be there dancing with me. And then one day, something pretty interesting happened. A little voice inside me said, "Stop trying to lead." Wow, that was, wasn't too sure about that. I mean, so used to being in control and making all the decisions and sort of interpreting things in my way and making a conscious decision to do it in a certain way. But I was getting a little bit tired of tripping and falling over and standing on God's toes. So I said, "Oh, okay, we'll give it a go." Well, it was absolutely glorious. It was just like I was in this flow. And God, well, turns out he's a pretty good dancer. That's right. Pretty good dancer. And there was all that thing too about, you know, like me dancing with another man. And well, but there was nobody else around. It was just me and God. There was nobody to judge. And that was it. In that moment, when I let God when I let God make the decisions, when I let God guide me, whoa, gee, it was just great. And something else magical happened too. It was almost like it wasn't like there was God there at all. There wasn't even me. It was just like the music really just floating around. And it's just so beautiful. It's very difficult to describe. You kind of have to be there. You kind of have to, well, best way I can describe it is you just feel like you are the music. And so, I dance all the time now. Everything's like a dance. That hall, the life hall, wow, it just seems to have turned into everything. Everywhere is the life hall now. And God, well, it's not really like I'm dancing with God. It's like just the dance. I'm just dancing. Like God's me and I'm God, and the music's God and everything's God. Going to work, it's all the dance. It's all just really, really good. And I'm pretty happy. And I'm pretty happy that I followed my heart, followed that little calling to go to the classes, if you can call them classes, in the life hall down the end of the street. Pretty happy indeed. Life is a great dance.